I know that there have been a couple of different reports. There's some carbon dating tests that were done in the late 80s. There was some kind of a report that came out in the 70s. And it seems like every time I read something, it contradicts whatever came out right before it. So I'm confused. Where does this stand, the science of it?
Well, in October of 1988, October 13, we had the reports of three groups, one from Arizona, one from Oxford, one from Zurich, Switzerland, that said, on the basis of carbon-14 test, this is a quote-unquote artifact that is somewhere in the age of 1325 AD, somewhere between 1260 and 1390 was the assumptions made by most of the scientists who were quite skeptical, and the matter seemed to be dead at that time. However, recent research by the Los Alamos thermochemist Raymond Rogers and his electrifying research on the basis of other independent investigators showed that the material that was taken from the cloth was from an area that was patched by the nuns of St. Clair back in the time period of about 1532 AD, suggesting that the material was not the linen material of the cloth. It was cotton material that was added into the weave and the patterns that were selectively taken all of one location. This would mean that selective factor that was used by some of the best physicists in the world was basically giving us the poorest area of the shroud to look at. And what we're suggesting in our scientific team is they look now, if they're going to go back through radiocarbon testing, look at the interior sections of the shroud. Number two, look at the blood sections and the image sections. Take these sections, which are highly critical, and make their scientific analysis again, not simply to go with marginal material.
And just to fill your audience in, the cloth itself is linen, and original linen was usually from flax. And the Hebrew people often, even in Leviticus 19:19, says don't mix cloths if you're wearing them. So the flax seed, it was common for all the shrouds, except in these little corners. And that's what the team in 1988 missed. They missed the fact that the corner they took was not flax. It was majority of it was cotton. That means it was added to at a later point in time.
I would imagine that's pretty tricky permission to get, is to go into the interior where you see the image itself and take samples, destructive testing methods being used that basically would affect the shroud or what's left of it forever. So that's probably tough permission to get, right?
Absolutely. Again, this is why from the reassessment of the methodology used, rather than the seven research teams that they were originally going to employ, they simply broke down to three. There were no independent textile paper experts and parchment experts that were called into this. No lab representatives were permitted to witness the firsthand shroud removal samples. There was no follow-up by representatives of final field analysis studies from other independent institutions. And more importantly than that, the Russian scientists and those from our country felt that there was just too much contamination on the outer side of the shroud that was taken.
Also, one of the things they didn't do was go back to the original STIRP team, which had done extensive studies in 1978, and they knew, if they had looked at their pictures, where different types of the fabric and information was. They didn't contact STIRP at the very end. They made their decision very last minute, and as you said, at a convenient location. Now, I just want to add that Ray Rogers, as Dr. Jack mentioned, said that there's a possibility they can't carbon-14 date fabrics of the shroud because for a while it's been kept in a thymol setting, which would keep it from having bugs and other things like that. And thymol is another carbon organic, and so that kind of might have ruined the ability to even test it. Now, what Ray suggested, which is even easier, is to go to the burn sections. When you burn something, you already have carbon, and when you do carbon analysis, you actually burn the fabric anyway. So if they went to those burn sections, and we can talk about that, there was a fire in 1532. If they would use those sections, they might be able to get an accurate dating.
How likely is it that additional testing then will be done? Is that a decision the Pope himself has to make?
Yes, it has to come from the chain of command, and the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, in conjunction with the Pope and his inner team. Dr. Rogers, before he died, felt this was highly unlikely. I had colleagues at Los Alamos who knew him intimately, and many years before I had known Don Lynn at JPL, Jet Propulsion Lab, that did the studies of the Mariner 9, the Mars images, and of course I had done some work through remote viewing with the pyramids of Elysium, so I know the technical experts do not like to be moved back and forth according to ecclesiastical rules and regulations. In other words, the field of operation has to be a level field. It has to invite other experts, not only those in charge of the politics, if this is going to be a true scientific investigation.
Right, and so, you know, scientists were hoping this year that when they took out the shroud that they could have some access to it to do more testing, but that was actually in advance said that that was not going to happen. You know, there's many, many possibilities that even the carbon is available already from previous samples, so there could be more testing, but you can imagine the ecclesiastical authority saying, you know, we already did this once, now there's all this controversy, do we even want to step forward and do it again?
Help me understand this. Now, both of you are social scientists. You look for the evidence before you make up your minds. It sounds like you have made up your minds, but I won't put words into your mouth. Both of you tell me whether you think this is the real deal or not.
I feel it's the real deal on the basis of what I will discuss in your program a little bit later. I don't want to jump into something that is from the paraphysical dimension, but I believe that one needs to take a holistic approach because of this unusual artifact, which some see as an icon, others see it as a hoax. There's philological information, there's textual information that is now appearing on the shroud due to breakthroughs in optics and computer enhancements. There's a whole cultural history here that can't be thrown out the window. It's simply on the basis of traditional mechanistic scientific measurement. So there's a much larger picture involving what I consider to be the real thing.
Right, and if you listen to the scientists who have actually done the research, the majority of them who have really done their homework, even Jewish men are saying, you know, this is probably very likely the shroud 2,000 years ago of Christ. I mean, there's just no way it could have been done by an artist. There's no pigments, there's no paints, there's no dyes in those areas. It's just an amazing way of putting things together. The blood was there before the image was formed. These are all analyses that have come about. It's not something that just happened or someone drew and then it looks like an interesting artifact.